بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله. Islam has been getting on for approximately a whole day, and many of the bayans they have spoken about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah we just want to discuss one aspect regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one object of coming here in these gatherings is for our Islah, reformation, to purify our heart of all filth and dirt. And the second object is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Manana Ashab al-Ithani rahmatullahi alayhi, in one place before that, Manana Abdul Ghaniful Puri rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that every part of the body, it has got a ghiza, nourishment. So the eyes, the nourishment for the eyes is to look at beautiful sceneries. The ghiza and the nourishment of the ears is to listen to beautiful sounds. The nourishment of the stomach is to get lovely food. Every person likes nice food. And if the food is rotten, if it is stale, and a person eats it, it will cause great harm to a person. A person will suffer. If a person doesn't have nourishment, also a person will go through great difficulty. But if he has lovely food, tasty food, healthy food, it will benefit a person. So you see, similarly, the heart of a person, it also has got nourishment. And the nourishment of the heart is love. So a person must get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. The love of the right things. If a person has got no love at all, it's a problem. And if a person has got love in his heart, but he's got the love of the wrong things in his heart, that also is a problem. It will destroy a person. Because the heart is the king of the body. If the heart is correct, then the whole body will become correct. And if the heart is diseased, the whole body will become diseased. So we have to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. How will a person get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was mentioned before also, and just very briefly, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah, he said five things a person does. He says, I guarantee you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though it may not be the result, sometimes we read in a kitab, one person has so much of love of Allah Ta'ala. He said, you don't fix in your mind a certain level I must reach. But you will definitely get some level of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing five things. He says, the first thing you do is, set in the company and the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah will be created in a person's heart. Number two, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it takes some time, and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. The dua was mentioned earlier, that, oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those are amal and actions which will lead me to your love. So this is the second thing. The third thing he says is that a person must take out some time to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. Zikr zakir ko maskur tak pahuncha deta hai. Zikr will take the person making zikr to the maskur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily we take out some time to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then number four is that a person must make ponder over the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muraqabah ni'mat ilahiyah. You ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever gives you bounties and you keep thinking about those bounties and how He's giving it to you, automatically love will be created for you, for that person. And finally, as it says, that the last thing is ittiba sunnat, to amal in a person's life. At whatever level a person does it, try to bring more sunnat in a person's life. And as we bring more and more sunnat in our life, slowly, automatically a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are five basic things by which a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنَ حَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهَ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that person also. Now how will a person know that Allah ta'ala loves him and that he's on the right path? So as Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned the statement of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi, was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned that there are eight qualities in a person. If you have got these eight qualities, then you must realize that Allah Ta'ala loves you. So every one of us, inshallah, we have come for our Islam reformation. I'm mentioning these eight things because I am completely devoid of them myself. Allah bring these qualities within myself. Every one of us look in our own lives and see how many of these eight qualities are in our life to know how much of love does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for us. We think we are making effort to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And whoever Allah loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loved him before that. If a person has gone on the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, يُحِبُّهُمَّ يُحِبُّونَ. Allah loves them, that's why they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are eight qualities. Sheikh Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One karamat which was happened in his time, The very famous karamat that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for ziyarat, and he started reading some ash'ar there, and he started presenting his salawat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up from the qabr, and he kissed the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the awliya of the time, everyone was like shocked and amazed at him. And when they asked one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you feel rushed? And did you feel envy over this person, that what an honor he has got? He said, never mind me. Even the angels in the heavens were having rush of this. Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi, was the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, he mentions there are 8 qualities to see whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. So the first quality, he says, to see whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the person his own faults. A person starts seeing his own faults. So this is one weakness we've got within ourselves. Every person, we can always see the fault of every other person. And we look at the faults of person, and we cannot conceal the faults of people. Yesterday, Mufti Desai Sahib, Tawun Barakatu, mentioned a very beautiful point. He mentioned that it's impossible in your life to find a person who is free from faults. Every single person has got faults. You'll never get a person who is free from faults. He has got no faults. Besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the perfect people, Allah has created some complete goodness, the Anbiya alayhi salam, and complete evil and shirk is the shaitan. But in between them, every other human being, they have got good qualities and they have got bad qualities. So a person must learn now to look at the good qualities of others and the evil qualities of himself. But generally, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah said, he said if a person looks at his own stool, normally he's got love because it comes out from his own body. So he doesn't feel so bad with his own stool. But somebody else's stool is small amount also. But he goes in the toilet, he feels upset. He'll come out and say, look at this person, how he left the stool. He'll leave a big piece also, but you don't feel so bad about it. Because he's got love for his own. For your own faults, you've got love for it. You do wrong, you justify it. Somebody else does the same wrong, you'll find so much of fault with that person. So the first quality is we have to look within ourselves, how many faults have I got? Hazrat mentioned many times that when a person is pointing his finger at somebody else, we must remember 3 fingers are pointing back at ourselves. There are 3 faults of ours that we are looking down upon somebody. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam once was walking past a dog, and he asked the Hawari and his companions, what do you see there? It was dead, lying on the floor, smelling and stinking. So they say, we can see one dog there, it's smelling, it's stinking. It doesn't look nice. He said, can't you see its teeth, how wonderful and white it looks? He says, why are you looking at the fault of the dog? Look at the good, it has got wonderful white teeth. One buzruk, one day, he brought a cloth to his murids, and there was a black dot on the cloth, and a white cloth, and he put it in front. And he said, what can you see here? So they all said, we can see one black dot. You see, there's so much of whiteness on this cloth. You don't see all the whiteness, you only see the one black dot. So this is our nature, unfortunately, that we look at the faults of other people. Whereas Ma'ilat rahmatullah used to say, you must cover up the fault of a Muslim brother. If he's got a fault and a weakness, look for 100 excuses. Look for 100 ta'wils you can make for that person. And if you can't make, after you're trying to think and think, then think of yourself, I'm such a useless person, such a hopeless person, I can't even make ta'wil and interpret for my Muslim brother. So this is the first quality, if you want to know that Allah loves us, is how much are we looking at our own faults, or are we always looking at the faults of other people? Number 2, we say the second quality is that Allah Ta'ala creates within the person the love and compassion for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has got feelings for them. Oh, Buzurgani Deen, we had so many incidents as I mentioned of our great Mullah Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, once he came to South Africa, most likely he was staying in Lodium, and he went into one room, and there was a cat on the bed. So he didn't want to cause taklif and difficulties with the cat on the bed, so he slept on the floor whole night. The next morning the people came to the room, they got a shock of their life, and they see Hazrat is sleeping on the floor. So Hazrat said that to pacify them also, he said, no, don't worry, in South Africa your people's carpets are so thick, it's like a mattress, it's like a bed, it's comfortable enough. But he didn't want to cause taklif, I mustn't disturb the cat which is sleeping there. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi, one day he bought some sugar, and a long distance he carried, he came back home, I don't know how many kilometers, and when he came home, he opened, he saw an ant running. He said, subhanAllah, this ant will be missing his family members. So he went all the way back to go and leave the sugar back in the place, because the family of the ant will be there. Mustn't cause any taklif and difficulty to an ant. Hazrat Rakib Sahib rahmatullahi to mention the tafsir of Abrar, that الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الذَّرْ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ. Those are the people who will not cause any taklif and difficulty even to one ant. And they are not happy with any guna in sense. Hazrat used to once he was making wudu in one place, somebody saw him going to one place, he sat down to make wudu. He stood up, he went to another place, stood up, went to another place. So they asked him, what is the reason? He said, they are all ants running around here. If I open the tap, all these ants will be killed, they will be destroyed. Obviously, the masala we can ask the muftis, we're not speaking about the masala where there are too many ants and it's difficult now for a person, otherwise life will become difficult sometimes. We have to get rid of the ants in our homes. You ask the muftis, but I'm just showing you the level of these people, the compassion and the love they had for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to cause any taklif to them. Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayhi was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called Hatim Asam. Asam means a deaf person. Why he was called Hatim Asam? He wasn't deaf. But one day one lady came to ask him one masala. So when she came there, behind the parda, she passed wind. So now normally somebody passed wind in front of us, people start laughing also, they start mocking that person. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us, you must never laugh when somebody passes wind. He said, why are you laughing? You do the same thing and you're laughing at the other person. And then, so a person should abstain from doing so, act like you never heard it. So Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayhi, now to, not to embarrass that lady, she felt so embarrassed. So he said, what did you say? I can't hear. Speak properly. So anyhow, then she started shouting, started making noise. He made her write it down or something to send the message through. To actually, he was acting like he was a deaf person. Then when she went away, he's thinking to himself that if later on she comes to find out I'm not deaf, she feels still embarrassed. So as long as she lived, for the rest of his life, he acted like a deaf person. So she mustn't come to find out that I'm not deaf, and there would have been a means of embarrassment to her. Subhanallah, how much of compassion and love they had for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muftis have mentioned now, and Hazrat is always mentioning, how much of dua do we make for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget his name, he says if a person wants to become an abdal, abdal is a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a fake one, as one person told Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi, so and so person is claiming he's an abdal. So Hazrat said in Urdu very beautifully, ha pehle wo chawal ta abdal ho gaya. First it was rice, now it's become dal. So this is not the fake wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, when you become an abdal, then every day make dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslaki was Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, make this 10 dua, 3 duas, 10 times a day for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allahumma arham ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma farij an ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, remove the difficulties from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make islah and reform the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will make these three duas 10 times a day. A person will become amongst the abdal. Because he's got compassion and love for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us amongst those people that we've got true compassion for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not disgrace people. We don't look down upon people. We learn to overlook the faults of people. So this is the second quality a person must have. The third quality, when a person will know Allah loves him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the person accustomed to spending generously. He's got money, Allah has given him money, and he starts spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't keep his money, he doesn't hoard his money, but he learns to spend. And not only for his own desires, but to spend on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives myself firstly this quality. It's very easy to speak, and as I say, it's even easier to listen to. But can this quality come within ourselves? Our buzurus have given us a very simple way, a very easy way. How can a person learn to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they say, whatever money a person gets, Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi mentioned, he says, whatever money you get, make a certain intention. Besides my zakat money, the 2.5% I have to give. But make an intention, for example, 2% or 5% or 10%. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their habit was 33% of whatever money they earned, they would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of my friends was telling me, there's a very rich person, a very big businessman. Whatever money he earns, 50% of the money he uses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So still today you get, mashallah, people of that category. But whatever a person, if a person takes out 30% or 20% or 10% or 5% or 2%, whatever amount, a person makes an intention. As soon as he gets that money, if he's earning every month, once a month, every week, every day he's earning money, take out that amount. So Hazrat Ali rahmatullah says, the first time you're taking out the money, it's a bit hard on the nafs. But then it becomes easy for a person. Once it's put on the side, now that money, I'm going to use it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to spend it in different avenues in the path of Allah ta'ala. You see, then it becomes very easy for a person to spend. And it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a person starts spending, Allah opens up his heart. But the more a person becomes stingy, it becomes more difficult for a person to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third quality is a person must learn to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives that quality within ourselves. And really the virtues, as the Shaykh rahmatullah has written the whole kitab, Fazail al-Sadaqat, and the virtues of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great benefit a person will get by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, when a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, oh Nabi of Allah, I've got no desire to go to the akhirat, no love for akhirat, for the year after. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send your money there. Wherever a person's money is, automatically his heart will be connected there. So a lot of times we haven't got love for akhirat, for the life of the year after. The more we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more our hearts will be connected to the akhirat. And this is not only for rich people, even for poor people. We open our hearts. Many people say, I'm a poor person, how can I spend? No, every single person must get the habit of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By means of this, Allah will give a lot of barakat and blessings in a person's life. So this is the third quality. The fourth quality is, the person has got a special enthusiasm to host people. Ziyafat, mihman nawazi. As the Hazrat mentions, that this was the quality of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It was the quality of the awliya Allah. It's a very special quality among them. Today's time, we see somebody in the masjid in the past. People will look. Somebody came in the masjid. Somebody knew. Let me go and call that person. Let me host him. Call him to the house. Today, at that time, when we see a person, a new person in the masjid, the ayat of the Quran comes in our head. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَخُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believers, they must lower their gazes. It comes to us now at that moment. When we're supposed to be looking after our gazes in the marketplaces, in the shopping places, then we forget that ayat. But now in the masjid, we quickly lower our gazes. See, the Quran says, lower your gazes. So we don't see the person in the masjid. And we go home. But really, this quality has to come within ourselves. How can we host people? Mehman Nawazi is a very great quality. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa. A person who believes in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, he will honor his guest. There was one person who became a Muslim. I can't remember the incident very well, but most likely he was a German person. So he became a Muslim and he's doing a lot of work, khidmat of deen. Many people are accepting Islam at his hands. He's giving da'wah to people. So somebody asked him, what was the reason for your accepting Islam? So he said, once I traveled to Turkey, I went to visit somebody there, and one night I got lost. So I came to one person's house. I saw one person walking around, so I told this person, I'm lost. It was a very dark night. I was very pareshan and worried, and I didn't know now where I'm going to sleep that night. So I came to him and I told him, please, can you help and assist me? So he said, no problem. Come to my house. So anyhow, he took me to his house. He said, you just stand outside, I'm going to speak to the family members. So he went inside the house and he spoke to them. And then he went open another door. He went on the other side. He called me in the house. He let me sleep there. And anyhow, I slept. The next morning, I wake up. It was an extremely cold night. And in Turkey, the temperatures can become very, very, very extremely cold. So I looked around the house and I got a shock of my life. I'm seeing that this house, it has only got one room. So I'm wondering where is that man. I went and opened the door. I see outside on the floor, he and his family, his wife is sleeping. So I told him, you're crazy. You're a mad person. What's wrong with you? You're sleeping outside on the floor and you put me in your house. So he said, no, I'm not a learned person. But you know, I heard our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that whoever believes in Allah on the day of Qiyamah, he must honor his guest. So you my guest? I'm a Muslim. I have to honor my guest. SubhanAllah, this person says, he was so affected that one teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted Islam on the day. And he went home and he became a Muslim. And mashallah, he's doing so much of dawah. So many people have accepted Islam at his hands. But hosting a guest. May Allah ta'ala bring this quality within ourselves. You had many times from Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, when maqsad and object of the book of Dawat and Tabligh was supposed to create, all the motels in the hotels must be closed down, the restaurants. Because every house must become a hotel for other people. A person doesn't need to go to a hotel to sleep, he come to our house. He doesn't need to go to a motel in a restaurant, he must come to a Muslim person's house. This was the quality of mihman nawazi in the people. Allah bring this quality within ourselves. So this is the fourth quality, a special enthusiasm to host people. The fourth quality, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi mentions, is that a person has got great courage and lofty aspirations, the ability to overlook the wrongs of others. Allah Ta'ala gives him such ability and courage within himself, he can overlook the faults of other people. But he always looks at his own faults, but he overlooks the faults of other people. So this also is a quality, hide the faults of other people, and you overlook the faults of other people, especially at home, as Mawlana Mufti Sahib mentioned, that how a person must hide the faults, must overlook his wife, make a lot of stubborn also with the wife, taklif and difficulty. There's a whole kitab actually written in Arabic on the awliya Allah, great awliya Allah, and the taklif they went through with their wives, how much wives, their wives gave them taklif and difficulty, and how much they made sabr on it. There are many incidents mentioned. One incident is mentioned of a very great alim, Qazi Iyaz, rahmatullah alayh. He wrote one famous kitab called Shifa. He was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and the kitab is a very mashhoor kitab, very famous kitab. So anyhow, one day he went to his friend's house, and his friend, he was writing a kitab. He just finished writing the kitab. So Qazi Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, he had shock, the desire for knowledge. Can I please use this kitab of yours? He says, you know, this kitab, I just finished writing it now, and I haven't written another copy of it. The only copy I've got. So I'm very worried about it. He said, no, inshallah, look after the kitab properly. Don't worry, inshallah. And there were some very amazing tahqiqat and investigation. He has written some very beautiful kitab. So anyhow, he took it home. And now the whole night he's sitting and reading the kitab. He said, by further time, I must try and finish the kitab. So he reads in the kitab, reading the kitab, such enjoyment. His wife called him 1-2 times. He never listened to her. Anyhow, he finished reading the kitab by tahajjud time. After Fajr Salat, he had to go teaching. He went to madrasa and he came back. He comes home for breakfast normally. But when he comes back home, he gets a funny smell outside the house. Something is burning. So anyhow, he goes into the house. And his wife said, today I made a special dish for you, special breakfast for you. What is it? See, the kitab of yours, I made it, I prepared it for you. She put the whole kitab in a pot, put water inside, lit the thing up, and she destroyed the whole kitab. Subhanallah, what a shock he must have got also. But alhamdulillah, what a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, his wife, how much of taklif. But obviously, he was Qazi Iyaz, rahmatullah alayh. Allah gave him that memory. He wrote down, he sat down, he started writing the whole kitab from memory. And subhanallah, he wrote the whole kitab from memory. He read the kitab one time. And then he goes back to his friend, he told his friend, you know, I might have made some mistakes in writing the kitab again. Please check the kitab, this is what happened at home. I just have to make sabr with my wife. So anyhow, he checked the kitab, 1-2 places, there were mistakes. But anyhow, the kitab was right, he had written the whole kitab again. But just to show you that, awliya Allah, they also, a person has to learn how to overlook the faults of other people, to hide the faults of other people. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, one day went for a certain dawat. He went to one place, and they brought, you know what, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to sit. People used to bring a lot of food for him. So Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to eat a little bit, 1-2 morsels, and then pass the food on to somebody else. But one person, he had brought some food, and Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi tasted the food, and he took more and more. It was some kheer he had made. The whole dish, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi drank the whole thing. Subhanallah, this person was so happy. How much of barakat my wife, what dua she must have read on the food. Hazrat Mawlana must have seen so much of nur coming down on the food. So Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi must have made, he must have drank the whole thing up. He was very excited, he was very happy. He went home to his wife to praise her. MashaAllah, what lovely food you made. And Mawlana really enjoyed the food. Now his wife actually was very antagonistic against Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. She get very angry, her husband always going in jamaat, spending time with the jamaat. So she wanted, actually Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, to get hatred for her husband. So then she told that, you know, really waqi, this is really a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually what I did was, I put so much of salt in that food, not sugar, to make that food very, very bitter. And when Ilyas rahmatullahi would have tasted it, he would have got upset with you. He would have broken your ta'aluk in connection with him. So I thought that at least then you won't go so much in jamaat. But he drank the whole thing to hide my faults. Because nobody else, when you pass the food to the next person, he might have kept quiet. But the next person will drink it, he'll taste the salt, he says, yuck, the thing is not nice. And your wife will become embarrassed. You'll become embarrassed in front of all the people and I'll become embarrassed. So to hide my faults, Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi drank all of the porridge, for all of the kheer. Subhanallah, he said, this is the qualities, the awliya Allah, the heart they have got. May Allah Ta'ala give us his heart. Hazrat Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, once he went to one dentist for some treatment. So the dentist did his teeth up. Anyhow, he came, it was far, a very big distance. He used to go to that area once in a year. After 1 year, he came back to Nizamuddin. And after 1 year again, he went back to the doctor. He said, I have to meet you again. He said, last year you did something on my teeth, you put something inside there. Please can you put it right? So when the doctor checked it up, he saw that he had made a very big mistake, and the thing was actually poking into the gums of Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. So Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, for 1 year he must have bore the pain of the thing. So he said, Hazrat, are you okay? You should have went to the doctor, another dentist, and you should have got the thing right. The thing was, I made a mistake and it was poking into you. So Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, no, the whole year I did make sabr for the thing. But I thought to myself, if I go to another doctor, he'll tell me what the dentist you went to, what a useless dentist he is. He'll start speaking bad about you. So to hide your fault, I made sabr for 1 year. And I didn't tell anybody about the pain which I'm going through. So subhanAllah, look at the heart of the awliya Allah. How they overlooked and they hid the faults of the other people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people. So this is the quality of the awliya Allah. They have the ability to overlook the wrongs of others. And especially maybe at our homes also. Allah give me first and all of us tawfiq. Overlook the wrongs of our wife. They are human beings, they are like us. And sometimes I think to myself, that example, especially if a person has got a daughter, and once his daughter gets married, I asked my friend one recently, he told me his daughter got married. I said, how you felt when your daughter got married? I said, hey, it was like my heart was broken. I said, yeah, you remember when you got married, how you took your wife away? You never, he said, that time I was enjoying myself, I never even thought about my in-laws. He said, but now, when my daughter got married, then I realized what my in-laws must have went through when their daughter left the house. So many times a person thinks it's my wife. Really, it's a gift Allah Ta'ala has given to us, our wives. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate them. And they're not ours. They ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes how we speak to them, and especially when a person lives with his wife for some time, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you become accustomed to them, used to them. So now a person forgets also where they come from, and now a person takes advantage the way he speaks to them. So may Allah ta'ala protect and save us. And a person controls his anger. It's such great virtues, man kazama khayran. Person who controls his anger, while he has got the ability to vent his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him on the day of Qiyamah, and in front of all the makhluk and creation of Allah ta'ala, Allah will allow him to choose one of the four al-ain, masha'ah, whichever four of Jannah he wants to, Allah will give it to that person, when the person controls his anger. And perhaps, Allah ta'ala put this thought in my mind, I do not know if it's correct or not, but perhaps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this example, because he knew that most of the time a person will get angry on his wife. So instead of getting angry on your wife, for every time you make sabr with your wife, you're getting one hour of Jannah. Subhanallah, what an enjoyment for a person when he just thinks about the day. So every time you get angry with your wife, just think to yourself, but don't smile. If you smile, you've got bigger problems. Your wife is going to be very upset with you after this for the next week. She asks, why are you smiling? You say, I'm getting a hoor in Jannah for this. No, a person must act like serious, but a person is getting one hoor of Jannah every time when a person overlooks the faults of our wives, our spouses, Allah give us tawfiq. This is the fifth quality. The sixth quality is, he regards himself as the lowest of creation. A person regards himself to be the lowest of Allah Ta'ala's creation. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will raise that person. So this is one quality we have to bring within ourselves. That to bring ourselves, not to say I am humble, but to really feel I am humble. And we heard it from Hazrat in one Qusra, asked Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi said, Hazrat, a lot of times we tell the people that I am the worst, and we say these words. But in reality we don't. Our Hazrat has given us a ilaj and the cure that every day a person must say that, O Musa, from all the people in the present, all the Muslims at the present on the surface of the earth, I am the worst of all the Muslims at the present moment. I do not know, perhaps I have done a certain quality I have got within myself, which I am, Allah is displeased with me. And all the other Muslims, Allah Ta'ala loves one quality in them, because of that which they can get Jannah. And from all the kuffar and the disbelievers, with regards to my final results, perhaps they are better than me, because I might leave this world without Iman, and they might leave this world with Iman. So because a person must keep, every day make this muraqabah, think to himself this. So then Hazrat mentioned also, once they asked Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and then Hazrat mentioned it also in the majlis after that, that these are like a seed, a person plants it in his heart. But you continuously say it every day, and then eventually the reality will come into a person. So Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, it takes years and years. It's not a one day thing, you just say it one day and suddenly you got the tawazu in your life. But a person has to continuously say it. It's like the Hazrat gave the example of a seed you plant in your garden. You're not going to get the fruit growing immediately. You start watering it slowly. Every day you must water it. Slowly, slowly it starts growing up. And then eventually it grows into, the fruits come out eventually. So when a person continuously says these things, keep negating, I am nothing, I am useless, I am hopeless, and I am nothing at all, only the fadl Allah has made the tari of me, Allah has hidden my faults, then slowly inshallah this reality will come within a person. So this is the sixth quality. That Allah Ta'ala, a person regards himself to be the lowest of Allah's creation, then this time it shows that Allah Ta'ala has got love for that person. The seventh quality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the desire for that person to be great by the creation, and the desire to regard himself as superior to anybody else. As Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, he said, Fir'aun openly said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am the greatest Rabb. He says, but man, especially the Sufis and the people who are born to deen, they don't openly say Ana Rabbukumul A'la, but in their heart they call this Ana Rabbukumul A'la. The whole world must honor me, the whole world must respect me. I must become the greatest person. I must be sitting on the mimbar, I must be sitting on the stage. All the people must come and they bow down before me. You see, the desire to remain, to become great in the sight of makhluk in creation, that's a very great spiritual sickness. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that one of the last sicknesses which come from the person's heart is this desire for name and fame, for that status and honor. We got that sickness within ourselves, at least we can make tawbah for it. At least we can ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive us for that day. And when Allah really loves a person, then Allah Ta'ala will take out the desire from the person's heart. May Allah make us amongst those people. And the last quality which Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali mentions is that a person has got the respect and adab before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, how will a person know he has got respect before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says he has got respect for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will he have respect for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, you won't see that person fighting with the makhluk and creation of Allah ta'ala all the time. But you will see him always making an effort to join the hearts of people. He's making an effort to join the hearts of people and not fighting with the creation and makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is looking how even those who are my enemies, those who dislike me, they try to cause harm to me, he makes dua for them. He makes dua for them. One amazing incident is mentioned of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, that one day Maulana Manzoor Nawani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh asked one person who was staying in Nizamuddin, they said, have you ever seen any incident of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh which was very ajeeb and amazing? So he said, what part of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh wasn't amazing? But he says there was one incident in his life which I remember very vividly. He says now this person, he was actually a Hindu person who had accepted Islam. He was a very pious person and he was famous, he was Mustajab al-Dua. So whenever Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh used to make dua, he used to always call him, you come make dua with us. So then inshallah dua will be readily accepted. So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, he said one day he came and he's knocking at my door, and at that time was table at time. But when I had Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh knocking at my door, I said, you know what? If Maulana wants me to make dua now, he's not going to get Kirullah. And Maulana, the whole night he stays up from about 12 o'clock to tahajjud time, till Fajr time, is to make tahajjud namaz, a lot of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maulana, he won't get sleep. The whole tahajjud, the Kirullah time will go. So I acted like I was sleeping. I didn't want Maulana rahmatullah, maybe he won't want to cause taklif to me. So he let me sleep and he'll also go and rest. I was more worried about him. But Maulana continued knocking in two times, three times. Eventually I felt shy. So I went to Maulana rahmatullah. So Maulana said, you know what, I've got a big problem. We need to make dua. There is one alim, he's gone in the wrong direction. We need to make dua for him. So anyhow, we sat for the 1 hour, whatever, and we started making dua for that person. We started making dua for him. So he said, this was like a very amazing, I didn't even know who the alim was. So Manzoor Nomani started crying. He said, I was the alim. Because he asked him the date, and it was the same date when Maududi, his fitna had become very, very big in India, and Manzoor Nomani and some other great ulama, they had fallen prey to that fitna. And then eventually Allah Ta'ala gave them the tawfiq, they came out of it. And they made tawbah and they made rujoo and they told all the people that we have made a mistake. But who knows whose dua it was? Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh made dua for that person for the whole Kerala time. He made dua for Maulana Manzoor Nomani and these other great ulama. So we have to look, how can we, instead of looking at faults of other people, anybody has got faults, we have to correct it also. That's also not right that a person leaves it now. We don't correct the fault. We have to correct the fault. We have to, there's ways of doing it. As our Hazrat says, do the right thing but do it in the right way. Don't do the right thing in the wrong way. Sometimes you want to correct the person, we go and tell the whole town about that person. We haven't got the fikr, we never lifted up our hands and made dua for that person. People are fighting amongst themselves, we don't try to join the heart. And Maulana Aqil Sahib, Rahmatullah, Daun Barakatum, from Saharanpur, he says there's one dua we should make in great abundance in today's time. It comes in Abu Dawud Sharif, Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh Allah, join our heart. It's a whole long dua, but this is the starting part of the dua. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh Allah, Ta'ala, unite our heart. So even if somebody causes harm to me, but let us, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, we make dua for that person. That person tried to bring me down, I make dua for that person. And really, we will be the winners always. Because Allah Ta'ala is in control of the whole world. Whatever is happening in the world happens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person tried to bring me down, he tried to embarrass me, disgrace me, he made zulam upon me, but I made ihsan upon that person. I tried to join the hearts of other people, even those who are my enemies, I tried to join and unite my hearts with them. And today, unfortunately, now our family members, so many people are fighting, small, small things. Little bit of money, little bit of my izzat was taken away, I wasn't invited for one dawat. Now a person is upset, he don't want to speak to his brother, he don't want to speak to his sister. And so much of disunity amongst ourselves, we need to join the hearts of people, bring the hearts of people together. So in short, these 8 qualities, just to summarize them quickly, Allah Ta'ala give us the fikr and concern, that how can we bring these qualities within our lives, and every person can judge himself, how much of love does Allah Ta'ala have for us. Number one is, Allah Ta'ala shows a person his faults. Number two, Allah Ta'ala creates within his heart the love and compassion for all of creation. Number three, Allah Ta'ala creates within a person the ability to spend generously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, Allah Ta'ala creates within him a special enthusiasm to host people. He loves to host people, to invite people. Number five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him such courage and ability that he is able to overlook the wrongs of other people. Number six, he regards himself as the lowest person on the surface of the earth. Number seven, Allah Ta'ala removes the desire within his heart to regard himself as great in the eyes of the makhluk and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number eight, he has got respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person know he has got respect and adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He fulfills the rights of all other people. And he always is engaged in trying to mend and join and unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq and ability to bring these qualities within ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.